mind for the year, session two, Edgar, and Jorge, of brothers and sisters. Just keep us all in your care. Jesus in our prayer. All right. We are in Psalm 151, last chapter of Psalm.
Open with one another just to bring out our
think it helps us to build our lives up when we're just open. It doesn't, we don't have anything to hide because we're just human. And I was just thinking, you know, this whole kind of following this Bible, it's talking about from a spiritual standpoint, Goliath in this chapter talks about how he took out the giant. Goliath stands for sinful passions of arrogance and vainglory. And you know, in our lives, we all have our own giants we have to face, and vainglory of thinking that if we overcome something, like we're tempted with something and we overcome it, then we become arrogant, saying, oh yeah, that's what I did. But it says, you know, David talks about here humility, being humble, just thanking God for the power to overcome a temptation. And instead of thinking, yeah, I did that, all that does weaken us for the next time. But if we're humble and just thank God for allowing us to overcome that temptation, or to overcome it, instead of saying, you know, being puffed up with pride, just thanking God and asking for strength to overcome the next one too. That's another thought I had. So often we do something great and we think it's great. We want to tell everybody about it. It's not really that great. We're just human. If we do something good, that's just what we're supposed to do. We don't need anybody to see it. God sees it. That's all that matters. So that's kind of what I want you boys, next week, I want you boys to look up, or not look up verses, but if you have a verse, it's just going to be pretty broad, but I want you to think about being vain as far as how you can overcome being vain. You give examples of people who did something and then they were puffed up, and then what happened to them? You know, it talks about in the Bible, it says, pride goeth before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Just I want examples, either in your life or in a history or somewhere in the Bible, about how someone did something good and they were either puffed up and they fell after that, or where they did something good and were just humble and they never really got, no one ever knew it. They did something good and then they got the reward later. Is that clear? She did the same thing. So that's about all I have in this.
Last week we were supposed to think of something we can praise God for, and I thought about how I can praise God for the rain we're getting, that and for helping our garden to grow well.
We can praise God that we can come to church every Sunday.
We can praise God that we're not somewhere where there's just wars happening all around. We're in peace.
I can praise God that we have a good church and that are people trying to obey God.
We had the same assignment as them. And I thought of how we planted grass this spring around our new building, and it rained a bunch in the spring, got it started real good, and then there was just a little hot spell, and then it's been raining like ever since.
We can praise God that we have food to eat and a bed to sleep in and have a pretty good life.
I thank God that I have a nice family and they want to love and serve the Lord, and I can live with people that love the Lord and help me through trials and struggles.
I'm thankful that I wasn't born somewhere that in a family that was in darkness and sin and wasn't following the Lord, and that because if I would have been born somewhere like that, there probably wouldn't be any chance that I would end up following the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the rain that we've been having and the sunshine between the gaps of rain to make the grass grow and everything turn green.
I'm thankful for a good family to live with and parents to teach me to do the right thing. And we just really have it good.
We can praise the Lord that He lets us have struggles so that we can learn to praise the Lord when we don't want to praise the Lord.
Thank you. Being thankful for a good family and a good church, and thankful that God gives us trials and struggles and pains that it just helps to praise Him.
Matthew 6, starting, 27. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Just thinking what a blessing it is that God, as one of His gifts, is taking care of us and we don't have to worry about anything.
It's a blessing, and we can praise God that there's something more in life than the temporary things, and that we can fight for it and pursue it. And that God uses the temporary things to show us and teach us, and that's a blessing. Even though we desire good things in life, we desire good fruit and a good situation, we desire all these things. We have a lot of desires. They're good desires, but they fall short. But then when we look ahead of those and see that He's preparing us to meet Him, it's a real blessing.